This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says the Supreme Court's ruling on the 303 Creative case could open a loophole for discrimination. CPR's Allison Sherry spoke about the justice's dissent on Colorado Matters.
Public accommodations laws, which have been around in various forms since the 1960s and are rooted in the civil rights era, were created to protect classes of people from not being served by businesses. And that for the first time, the high court is sort of chipping away at that. You know, it's saying it's okay to discriminate now against members of one of the protected classes that Colorado has deemed important.
Justice Neil Gorsuch, a Coloradan, wrote for the 6-3 majority. Meanwhile, an estimated 700,000 Colorado students will no longer be eligible for student debt relief after the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's student loan cancellation plan. CU Denver student Samuel Flores says when Biden announced the elimination of billions of dollars in student loans,
it was a godsend. It was huge. The idea that, you know, all of a sudden we could put, you know, all the resources that we have towards our education instead of having to, like, work full time. It was an absolute godsend.
The New York Federal Reserve estimates that Coloradans have a combined student debt of almost $30 billion. Crews are battling a fire burning about 10 miles northwest of Trinidad. Containment on the nearly 1,000-acre Titan fire is now at 1%. Pat Seekins is with the Rocky Mountain Incident Management Team.
Overall, the fire perimeter is looking really good, and we expect to make really good progress over the next couple days.
Evacuations remain in effect for residents within a 10-mile radius. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.